The Lord be with you.
With your
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Pilate said to Jesus, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you say this on your own, or have others told you about me?" Pilate answered, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom does not belong to this world. If my kingdom did belong to this world, my attendants would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not here." So Pilate said to him, "Then you are a king." And Jesus answered, "You say I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my word." The Gospel of the Lord. The two of them stand there before us. We have no need of their conversation. We know who they are and what they have to offer. Pilate tries to diminish this one standing before him. He wants to put some limits on his power. So Pilate calls him King of the Jews. A title that refers to a race rather than to a nation or the people of God living in covenant. To that, Jesus is, in a sense, silent, because Jesus is the truth. But Pilate is the lie. The lie is Pilate in a world of competition, fear, power, force. In Pilate's world, people must make their own importance known and felt. It's a world of heredity, who you know, clothing, titles, power to manipulate, all to define a person's worth. Pilate may have thought he was dealing with a religious fanatic or some revolutionary, but standing before him is the truth. Jesus, the man utterly and absolutely free. But Pilate's not free. He's trapped by what the people will say about him and worried about what the emperor will think of him if things get out of control. Pilate's trapped, caught up in the very lie of his existence. The truth is Jesus Christ, who's free of Pilate's world, living already where the strongest have no need of power or force, where the only fear is being afraid, where the greatest is the one who serves the most, where those who seek the truth about life will fall in love and stake their lives on the freedom he offers, willing to give up everything, everything that Pilate's world offers, all for the sake of this freedom and this love. There is before us this day and set by this gospel a choice to be made. It's a choice that defines our identity. Since that day until now, this world has been filled with Pilates. And when the world that Pilate rules stands before the truth, it's empty. It is violent. It is destructive. It enslaves citizens in service to the big lie that somehow happiness is found in riches and peace is found by force, and anyone's individual rights become a permit for doing or saying anything they want. In that world, there's no future. There's no respect, there's no communion. There's no vision of the common good. The citizens of that world are defined by their language, their skin color, their sexuality, their political party. Those in control stay in control, like Pilate, who is threatened by the very thought of another way. Since that time, however, there is another way. There's a world filled with people like us whose citizenship papers are a baptismal certificate that entrust us with the mission to live in another realm defined by the truth revealed to us in Jesus Christ. Today, the Feast of Christ the King reminds us that we have been called into a kingdom, a realm that embraces those who love, who serve, who are free to live without fear of what is different or unknown, and not particularly concerned about what others outside of this realm may think or say about us. In this kingdom, our identity comes from a God who loves us all, a God who knows nothing of Romans or Jews, black skin or white skin, yellow or brown, gay or straight, Republican or Democrat. God doesn't know any of that in this kingdom. This feast says that we can see through all of that because we are of God, because we share divine life and the same divine spirit. Like Jesus, we stand before the world of Pilate, refusing to be confined, defined, or reduced to the service of power and self-interest. If we declare that Christ is King, then we must make it clear that Christ is our King and we are of his kingdom, not of Pilate's. In our kingdom, it's no longer a winner-take-all, survival-of-the-fittest kind of life. It's a kingdom based upon love, not power. It's a kingdom of respect, a kingdom of communion, not a kingdom of individuals. There's nothing exclusive in our kingdom. There's no territorial, there's no coercive life. In our kingdom, we reduce and redefine power and greatness in terms of care and kindness and service, because we're free to give all. My friends, our pledge of allegiance is our creed and the prayer that Jesus taught us. If you truly believe and truly belong to the kingdom of God, say so. Act up and stand up right now and say so. I believe in one God, the Father.